speak very fast, which I say because I have just so much to share about what we can do to make the world a better place, and I'm just so honored and so humbled by this award. I was looking with Lois Frankel earlier at the long list of amazing feminist advocates who have come before me, and we were talking about how when I was, I think it was a freshman in high school, when you had received the award, and just how amazing it is that this work is still so needed, and the fact that we're fighting so many of the same battles. That we have to debate whether or not birth control is something that insurance should cover it, or whether or not, you know, advocating for birth control as a young woman in law school, whether or not that entitles public figures to humiliate women and still use incredibly insulting sexist language to talk about them on the public stage, and how people can still say, that's just boys being boys. It was interesting sitting here at the table, my father and some friends, they were asking me, so what was it that got me into this work? And of course the answer is the encouragement and leadership of my mom and my grandmother, who were now members at the very beginning, and who gave me my own now membership as a Hanukkah present one year when I was a little girl. Following in their footsteps and of all the amazing women who have done this work for so long, but it's also that same sentiment that got me into this work. The fact that, you know, many people will excuse just the really sexist language of calling an advocate, you know, a prostitute and a slut. And I was saying to friends at the table that it was that same thing that really just pissed me off in high school when, you know, I've always been bubbly. I was a cheerleader, and the boys would come and lift up my skirt. This was at a private school here in Boca Raton, and that was ridiculous that the teachers allowed that, and I fought back against that, or the sexism of them snapping my bra, or the fact that people would make fun of me when I was on, you know, the headmaster's list and saying, well, cheerleaders can't also be smart. That same sexism that just pissed me off at 15 and 16 pisses me off at 34. That's why I do this. It might not be the most eloquent acceptance speech, but it's one that's really, I think, the fire of what we all do. I mean, I'm just so lucky to get to work every day at Planned Parenthood with such an amazing group of colleagues, and I just want to take a moment to thank my colleagues from Planned Parenthood for all the work they do. I get to channel that anger, and rather than letting it overcome me, instead put it into a really good purpose to ensure that no woman, no man, no teen ever has to be embarrassed to ask a question about their bodies or to get the information or the health care that they need to be healthy, and that we do that work as a community with so many other organizations here, from the League of Women Voters to the National Organization for Women, for National Council of Jewish Women, for the Democratic Party, Emma, who does this work, to the academics, to the Women's Studies Department, and all of the amazing work that you all do to bring that kind of anger and help channel it in a place that makes the world a better place. Just all of the, you know, organizations that are represented here in this room, it is a real honor to know you and to work with you. And so I accept this award in appreciation of everything everybody else does every day, and I'm just so thankful to be here. So thank you.